Hello and welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, brought to you from the 50th annual meeting of the European Petrochemical Association in Budapest, Hungary. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and with me today is Vasiliki Parapuli, markets reporter for the acrylates market in Europe. So, Vasiliki, over the course of the last few days, what have been the key themes that have popped up for the acrylates market?
Good morning, Melissa. Well, actually, one of the main themes, especially for October pricing, has the impact of propylene. Some players believe that for this month, it won't be only propylene that will define prices. Of course, it is an important factor, and especially with this month's increase that wasn't expected by all market players. Some of them found that it was quite high. So, coming back to the factors, some sources said that there are some planned and unplanned outages that might make the market look a bit tighter going into November. Also, there is a third factor, and that is the lack of imports seen in the market, and that seems to be limiting the amount of material that is available. And finally, due to the recent filing for bankruptcy of South Korean shipping company Hanjin, there are some trucks that are still stuck over there, so some of the customers are not sure, and it's not clear to them when they will actually going to receive their product. So probably these factors combined together, at least for October, we might see an increase equivalent to the propylene cost pass-through. But for November, there is market talk that the increase could go even higher.
And aside from prices and those factors, have there been any other talking points that have come up over the last few days?
Indeed, and I would say that on top of the agenda, the main subject has been the arrival or not of Middle Eastern material into the European acrylates market. There has been market talk that there were some cargoes, some volumes heading towards Europe, and we managed to get some confirmation on that during our EPCA meetings that recently 1,000 tons has arrived in Europe.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and catch us up on what's been chatting in the acrylates market so far. Please join us again for the next instalment of ISIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch all the latest news on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in Budapest, I'm Melissa Bartlett.